The Pastor's Podcast with the Reverend Richard Brunton.
Hello and welcome to the Living Hope Pastor's Podcast. In this podcast, we seek to certainly bless leaders, whatever leadership role they have. And the desire is to encourage leaders to be true to the Word of God. And today I want to continue the theme of, what shall we say, neglected truths. Truths that can get diluted, and it's a very, very dangerous and slippery slope that people can go down. The truth I want to defend and argue for today is the uniqueness of Christ. We're living in a society which can be amazingly tolerant of things that perhaps another generation would have been very intolerant about. But is it just a generational thing? No, I think that sometimes there is a tendency to form our theology according to popular opinion, as opposed to forming it according to the Word of God. One of our core beliefs as evangelical Christians and leaders is our complete confidence in the Word of God. And we don't say it was only relevant in the time in which it was written or the people that it was addressing. It's relevant to all of us. It's ageless. It's timeless. And the particular truth that I want to reflect on today is the uniqueness of our Lord Jesus Christ. Of course, I realize it's not popular to say that Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life, and that no one can come to the Father except through him. But we must speak the truth. The whole point of the gospel is to say that we needed desperately to be saved from our sins and to be saved from eternal destruction. And consequently, compromise, watering down the reality of the uniqueness of Christ, you are actually putting people in a position where they may not see their need to be saved. It's our relationship with Jesus that's going to count when we stand before God in that final day. We will give an account, yes, for our lives, for what we've said and what we've done, that there'll be lots of things that we'll have to explain. But the most important thing that we'll need to explain is our relationship with the Lord Jesus. That's why Jesus, when he is talking about a group of people who say, well, we've done this and we've done that, we've prophesied, surely you're going to let us into heaven. And what did Jesus say? Depart from me, I never knew you. They didn't know him, and he certainly didn't know them. There was no intimate relationship, close connection at all. And that is crucial. And we know that although we respect people's sincerity and commitment, and there are people who don't believe in Jesus, who can be massively generous, who can give their time, their money, their whole commitment in life to the cause, the religion that they believe in. But this doesn't mean just because people are massively enthusiastic and wonderfully committed that perhaps, well, maybe they can get into heaven anyway. It's very, very important to say, no, Jesus alone is the way to heaven. And part of declaring Jesus is the only way is stressing his uniqueness, truly man and truly God, born of the Virgin Mary, conceived by the Holy Spirit. He lived as a man. He had to overcome temptation in his humanity. He had to overcome the pressures that were put upon him to compromise. But Jesus stood up to every test, and he did not fail. He did not fail his Father, and he did not fail us. Praise the Lord. Jesus is unique. He is truly God. He is the miracle worker. He is the one who can open the eyes of the blind. He's the one who's able to deliver people from demonic oppression. He's the one who is able to be the same yesterday, today, and forever. There's no one like Jesus. There just isn't anyone to compare with him. He is the way, the truth, and the life. He is the light of the world. He is the shepherd, the good shepherd of the sheep. He is the bread of life. He is the resurrection and the life. And we must not be afraid to declare who Jesus is. People need to know not a watered-down Jesus, not a paper-thin Jesus. They need to know the Jesus that the gospel presents and the Jesus anointed by the Holy Spirit that we can also present to others. Jesus is utterly unique in every way, but particularly let's highlight his total lack of sin. It's not that he wasn't tempted, it's not that there weren't moments of enormous pressure. It's simply that Jesus resolutely did not sin. He went to the cross. He died for you and he died for me. And our hope is in him and him alone. Jesus is the light of the world. And he will guide us right until that moment when we enter eternity. And he will care for us forever. Do not cease to preach Jesus Christ, God become man, the only Saviour. We must present this message until we're called home into his presence. God bless you.
If you'd like to contact Richard, please visit our website at living-hope.org.uk.